Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Well, Patrick is here in spirit. Patrick is in Germany right now doing a wedding. He's actually officiating the wedding, which is crazy.
Yeah, you don't have to have a...
You don't have to be a minister.
No, you can just show up and do it. The Germans don't care. The Germans are like, you know...
You got your papers?
You know, if everything's right with the...
With the papers?
Then you're good. Papers, please. Papers. Next. Papers.
Papers.
So Patrick is in Germany.
Do you remember who officiated your wedding?
Yeah, it was a very young... Okay, my wife is Catholic. I was raised Baptist, so I'm still Baptist, I guess. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore because we go to this multi-denominational church, so I don't know what to call me anymore. Does that make sense?
Christian?
Yes, I'm a Christian.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it was a Catholic wedding because, you know, the wife's family throws the wedding and all, and it was this really young priest, but he was like, I want to say 22. And, you know, he was a year older than her. She was 21 when we got married, and I was 27, I think. So, or 26, somewhere up in there. And I don't remember his name. Father.
Please say Abraham.
Abraham. Yeah, okay. He had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham.
I don't remember ours.
It was a justice of the peace. No, it wasn't a justice of the peace. Where was your wedding at? It was a very small venue.
Our guy was a pastor. He's actually he's a big time pastor now in Birmingham.
While you think about that, the one thing I remember the most about your wedding was your mom, because I rarely saw your mom, because she was living 7 hours away at the time.
Yep.
And I was like, it was the first time I met her and all that. And she was just really sweet and cool. And, she was wearing the, you know, the mom clothes that moms wear to weddings. She had it on. It was perfect.
Yeah. You know, it was, my mom, was really a very, people go, oh, she's Southern. She had a really Southern etiquette. She was a Southern lady. There's a
very proper,
very, there's a big difference. You know, my mom, very distinguished. My mom, like a lot of people who grew up and raised in the South, and your parents weren't rednecky. My parents are not rednecky. My mom's never rednecky, or my dad. He's getting more rednecky. I would just say that in his older age.
Well, old age brings on the redneck.
It brings out I don't care.
Yes,
and which is a close cousin to rednecky. She had beautiful penmanship, that cursive writing.
Is that why you took up calligraphy?
I think maybe I like it. I'm romantic. I like the romance of it all. I like that. I enjoy a really nice piece of stationery and a writing, a nice pen.
D is 6'3"
yeah,
and looks about as corn-fed as can be, and he's like, I love penmanship.
I like the idea of it all. I like to get a nice candle, sit it down on a wooden desk by myself with some James Taylor playing, and then and write a letter. What are you calling? Your mom?
Yeah, I'm calling my mom. Why not?
See, your mom reminds me a lot of my mom. Very kind of, hey.
Watch out, she's going to say my name.
She won't know that one because you're on the hotline.
Oh.
Hello?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Is this Christine?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're really low on the phone. I'm sorry, I called your house. I meant to call mom. This is my sister. I haven't talked to you in months now, it feels like, since your birthday.
Yeah, I know. It has been a while.
Yeah, a month.
Yeah.
3 weeks, something like that. So what's up? What's new?
What's new? Just keeping track of Alex. You know, she's due any day now.
Alexis is my niece, and she's about to have a baby.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Are you glad you found out? Or they found out?
it's better to get them gifts after they've had the baby. But she's really OCD, so it's like, no, everything's got to be ready now. So I think for them, it's probably good that they know what they're having.
Yeah.
I think for me it was, too, because whenever I did my shopping on the internet and I got them their gifts, I knew what to get them.
Yes.
It would drive me crazy. I hate sending yellow stuff. Yellow stuff is the dumbest thing ever.
Yellow.
You know what? They have a lot of yellow stuff because some people just couldn't wait long enough for them to find out what they were having.
And some of those, I saw I don't know if it was an advertisement for ultrasound, but it's those 3D stuff where it looks crazy.
Is it the one that looks like they're golden children?
Yeah, and you can completely see like your inside.
Eyelashes and everything.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway.
You know, one day we're going to have it to where you're going to be able to see them completely through the mama's tummy.
Yeah.
And it's going to look like they're just standing there. Hey, what's up? Put some clothes on, kid.
All okay. Right.
All right. Love you. Talk to you later.
Bye bye.
See you.
It's my sister, everybody. Christine.
You don't talk about her much.
What do you mean?
I mean, you don't.
I don't talk about anybody that much.
No, you talk about Donovan a lot.
Because he and I talk about every day and a half.
Uh huh.
Donovan's my older brother, and I'm
the one
baby.
That you like more.
It's the one I relate to more because we're dudes.
Hmm. There's something wrong with liking one more than another.
It's not a like thing. It's just, you know.
You have a kid that you like more than the others?
Not necessarily.
Okay. You can lie to yourself if you want.
Calling my mom now.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Sweetheart.
I am so... Oh, you know what? Again, I was shocked again because I'm like, she didn't answer with my name like she always does. And then I realized it's coming from the office.
Well, here's the thing is, when you call from your phone, it says
my name.
John.
Right.
Yes. And evidently you're calling from the radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bubba, and this is my mom on the phone. Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. How are you doing today?
Good. We're on the podcast. Almost said the air, but it's not the air. We're on the podcast, which is like the weekly little thing.
Right.
You've listened to the podcast?
Well, I've heard it. I mean, I've did it before, but in other words, all when you go to your
website.
Place,
yeah.
You can click. Yes.
My mom has listened to a podcast, dude.
You know what I remember about your mom is your mom was the first one that I knew over the age of 30 who was on Napster.
Oh, back in the day?
Back in the day, your
back
mom
in the
was.
Day.
How did you remember that?
No, because it was crazy.
Yeah, but that was a lot of fun then. You could get the music you wanted to. And,
for free.
And,
just
and not,
ripping.
And not have to pay for it.
Yeah, just ripping and stealing. Look at her.
Yeah, I know, and probably I should have thought about it even then, not to do that. But
nobody knew back then, I guess. At that
back
point.
Then, listen, back then it was like,
it was the Wild West.
It was the Wild West, and no one felt bad. We weren't thinking, Sting or Elton John isn't getting his quarter. We weren't thinking that. We were all thinking about I'm getting music for free. This has never happened before.
The world opened up.
And you're right. And it was a time when I could pick up things that I, well, let's face it. If I had to have bought the music that I downloaded, I'd have been broke by now.
My mom had, I want to say, like 10,000 songs or something crazy.
Oh, it was a little crazy.
What did you?
I just got all the good old time. Country western that I really, excuse me, but I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
You have to remember what my age is, so.
So you're, like, you're listening to what? Who's your favorite
Hold
artist?
On, hold on, Mom, hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. I'll put her on hold. It's going to be either Vern Gosden.
Uh-huh.
Or, that's Vern Gosden.
If you could have, if you could go see one person in concert,
dead or alive,
who would it be?
Dead or alive?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I have two really good favorites, and I always did like Josh, Turner.
Josh Turner.
And I, yes, and Vince Gill were both of my.
God dog it, Mama.
What about Vern Gosden?
I was like, she's going to talk. I put you on hold, and I'm like, oh, she's going to say Vern Gosden.
That's another one. Oh, man. I don't think he ever got his due.
He never did.
He was really, I mean, he could tear your soul apart. That's the kind of music he did.
That's country.
And
when your soul is torn apart, that's when you know you're listening to real country.
Right. And he could do that. Yeah, Vern Gosden. Yeah.
My dad.
Is that Vern? Did you talk about Vern? Your soul got torn up. You must be talking about Vern, huh?
My mom and dad, by the way, you know, we're talking about my mom downloading 10,000 plus songs on Napster back in the day. She also is a huge PlayStation 3 gamer.
Oh,
how old are you, right? Mom, how old are you? Hold on.
You really want me to tell you?
No,
well,
don't
give
ask
us a ball,
her.
Give us a ballpark.
Okay, no, I'm going to shoot for the whole thing. I'm 72 years old.
72 years old, and right now, as we are taping a podcast, which my mom has listened to, she is playing PlayStation 3.
Yes, we are.
What are y'all playing?
Tiger Woods.
We're playing golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are some PlayStation 3 golf gamers, and you do not want to take my parents on in PlayStation 3 golf.
We'd take you on any time.
Oh, no.
You can do that online, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we've tried, and every once in a while we get on and play. Like, somebody has to be there to make sure that we get the, you know, the same room, I guess you'd call it, the same game room. But, yeah, it's always hard trying to do the online thing with mom and dad, but they play.
It's crazy.
But, Dad has to go golfing today, so he says, let's put in our game before I leave.
How many rounds of PlayStation Golf do you think you guys have played in the last year?
Oh, this last year?
Yeah.
Well, we play once a day.
Your mom plays more than I do, a lot more. I haven't played in 2 months.
Yeah. We'll play one golf game a day.
Can you get me free cable? Can you hack in to get me free cable or change my grades?
But we enjoy it.
Dude, let me tell you something. My dad, you know, my dad, his generation, they lost fingers like people drop French fries in between the seats. And he's got a couple fingers missing on one of his hands. So whenever he plays PlayStation, he has to turn his PlayStation controller upside down. So not only is he better than you at PlayStation, he's playing with his controller upside down.
Does he change the inverted settings?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, he does? In the settings, he changes to inverted?
Oh, yeah. So, like, whenever they come to my house and we go to play PlayStation, he gets all aggravated after the first hole because, you know, his control isn't
your
right.
Your controls are inverted. You talking about Vern? You're talking about Vern Gosden. All right.
All right, Mom. Well, I love you. Can I talk to Dad real quick?
Yes, you can, darling.
All right.
I love you too.
Hold on. Before you go, got anything else for Mom, Big D?
Do you have a Coney 12 sticker on your car? No. Okay.
A what, honey?
And you do not.
Coney 12.
Yeah, she just kind of seems like she's one of
the internet. All right. Let me talk to Dad real quick, Mom. Love you.
Sweetie. All right, love you too,
right, babe. Bye-bye.
A chive sticker.
My dad's
chive on.
Keep calm, chive on.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going good, Dad.
We're just talking about Vern Gosden.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like old Vern. He's one of my favorites.
Yep. You and Mom are playing PlayStation. What hole are you guys on?
I think we're on probably 12, something like that.
Where are you playing at?
What course?
Living Canada, Bantam Springs, Canada.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Is that a good course?
It's fun to play.
Hey, Jesse, this is D. I of course, because you know your son's name, son of voice. we've got to fill out this thing. It's like we have to pick who an attractive actress is. Can you tell us who what you think is an attractive actress?
Well, one that still wears the. Her clothes where it shows it shows she's a woman instead of a low cut and the belt around her hips instead of around her waist.
Yeah, but like we're talking about a name. Who do you think? Whenever you say attractive actress, who comes to mind?
Who comes to mind? Oh, it'd have to be Liz Taylor. Or I also loved June Allison, but she wasn't that attractive.
June Allison.
Hold on.
We are being
June Allison.
She was, every man in America was in love with her when she was.
What movie was June Allison in? I'm looking at her, and she looks like every other actress from that era.
June.
She played. She's got a little Jodie Foster she played a lot with James Stewart.
Huh.
Let's see. June Allison was Monty Stratton story was one of them.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Little Women. She was in Little Women.
And she also played
I can tell you all of them.
And the one with Glenn Miller story.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, Dad, was she in the
movies like that?
Stop it.
She was just, her personality had you.
Yeah. Wasn't she in the DuPont show?
The DuPont show. I don't remember the DuPont show.
Pretty sure she was.
Well, she was Ethel, though, in the Stratton story.
Oh,
I remember that.
You know what? I think you're right.
She was Monty Stratton's wife. Yeah.
Yeah. She was also in that that movie with Dick Powell, Right Cross. I don't know if you guys remember that.
No, Dick Powell. Let's see. I can tell you in a minute.
Yeah.
Right Cross?
With Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Before he was selling Corinthian.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
And her children, of course, Pamela and Richard. And her mom, Clara.
And it's interesting that she kept the same hairstyle from the 30s all the way through 2000.
Yes. Yes. Well, I guess that's what you do when, you know, when you're born in the Bronx in 1917.
But she just...
October 7th.
She just had that... air about her where you just had to love her.
You know, she was married to Dick Powell.
Yeah.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
She won a Golden Globe for Best Actress in 1951.
Yeah. She was 5'1".
Was she 5'1"?
Wasn't very tall.
No.
Jim Stewart, was she?
No. No. So sad to see her, though, pass away of pulmonary respiratory failure and acute bronchitis.
July 8th, 2006. One will ever forget.
No. I remember where I was when I heard the news.
You ever saw her handprints right in front of the great movie ride at Disney World? They have her handprints in the in the stuff.
Quite a lady.
All right, that's interesting. Cool, Dad. All right. Well, I guess anything else going on with the family that we need to talk about? We're going to see you guys at Thanksgiving. We're getting very excited about that.
Well, me and Dom are getting ready to go... few days before, I'm going to leave 2 weeks ahead of Thanksgiving. We're heading to California.
Oh, for Ron's wedding?
For Ron's wedding.
Just so we can put it on the record, how did you lose your fingers, the ones that you lost?
Wood planer in high school. Shop work.
Okay. Hey, you know what else? We're going to go conspiracy theory while we have you here, Dad, because if I don't get this story right now, then people are going to miss it. You told me a story whenever we were little about y'all were tracking. You were based in Houma, Louisiana, where you met Mom. And you were based there, and y'all were tracking something crossing the Gulf of Mexico, supersonic, and y'all couldn't catch it?
Right.
What year do you think this was?
It had to be in 58, somewhere around there.
And it showed up on your radar, and you guys are like, holy cow, this thing is moving.
Well, we knew it was coming before it showed up, because the first people that caught it was down in Crystal Springs, Florida.
All right.
Crystal Springs called up on ahead, and then they start tracking it there on Dolphin Island. We picked it up on right at Dolphin Island there, and we're tracking it. We scrambled the Voodoos out of... Alvin Callender Field there in New Orleans, and one of them spotted it. He says, "I got it." And
what did he say it looked like?
He couldn't tell. He just seen that it had a bright. He could see the sun reflecting off of it.
So it was it a craft or was it an airplane?
Well, they all we got was that it just went down as a unidentified flying object, UFO.
So a UFO. But how fast was this thing going?
Well, past Mach 2, and he says it just getting away from me.
Leaving him like he was standing still?
Mm-hmm. Then they picked it up. Lake Charles was next, and Houston on in Houston. And it comes straight across the Gulf there. We just know the guy was doing close to Mach 3 and couldn't catch it. The Voodoo was the fastest plane we had. That's that F-101.
Yeah, back then.
It's still the fastest plane we got, I think.
I think we got faster.
I'm pretty sure we got a lot faster. I think the SR-71 was flying back then, wasn't it?
Early 60s, late 70s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I got to talk to some of the pilots who flew the SR-71 when we were at the Oshkosh. And it was really fascinating just to hear their stories. And, you know, they were talking about how that the SR-71 would fly at Mach 3. And that was as high as they said it would go. And I was thinking,
yeah.
No.
Well, you know, the B-58 wasn't that fast, but it was probably the strongest plane we had. The B-58 was the first plane that the Air Force had that could take off and go into go vertical straight up and go through the sound barrier and going up.
Straight up.
Straight up. Wow. And it was a big old – it wasn't big, but it was a pretty heavy plane.
That's like that big triangle delta wing, right?
Yes. That was a cool, very mean plane.
B-58 wasn't delta. It was a it kind of had a
– Oh, we're looking at it. It's a delta wing.
It is delta. Okay, yeah. Little delta on it. But it wasn't all that big.
You know what's – yeah, no, it's not. I'm looking at it, and it kind of looks like a shrunk-down baby B-1.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look how it looks like a real short B-1, the front, like the cockpit and everything does. All right. Well, there you go. Let's talk about June Allison some more. What other – I'm kidding.
Take us back to June.
Let's talk about June. All right, Dab. Well, we're going to get going here. Love you. Love Mom. And we will see you guys soon enough.
All right, guys.
Well, not
love
soon enough, to be honest with you.
See
not
you
soon
good
enough.
Good talking to you, buddy. I didn't get to see you last time down.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, I was not where you were.
You were in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Utah somewhere.
Yeah.
Meatball is one of my oldest granddaughter used to call it. We gave her one of those puzzles you put states together with.
Uh huh.
And we'd make her name the state as she put it in place. She got down. She had Utah left. She couldn't pronounce it. She was about two. Yeah, she couldn't remember it, and so I said, Utah, that's Utah. So, yeah, Meatall. And so we still let her know that.
All right, Jesse.
All Dad, right, man. I love you, Dad.
We'll holler at you
love
later.
Love you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you always keep this recording.
Oh, man. He's the best.
Because, you know, you look back and you'll go, you know, as you get older, your dad... You know, your parents become aware of that they're not going to be around forever. And, you know, they'll reach out and start talking and I don't know.
Yeah, if your mom and dad call you and you don't take their call, shame on you. I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
If you're 13 or 93, if your parent is still around and they call you, pick up the phone and talk to them.
And it doesn't make sense until you get a little older. If you're listening and you're in your 20s, you probably don't get it. You just think your parents are weird or stinky or whatever.
And a little of both sometimes.
But, you know, it's just, we're not here. We're just, life goes quick, man. You know, it just goes quick. And you know, your friends that you have that you're spending time with, They're not your parents.
And they're not going to be there for you whenever you need them. Yep. Maybe one or two through your life of your friends will be there when you really, truly need them. But your family's always there.
Dude, I'm in love with this Voodoo. I've really never looked at the...
Yeah, it's a pretty tough-looking plane.
And this B-58? Good Lord.
And June Allison?
Dude, that was killing me.
Look at her.
You're killing me.
Look at her circa 1953.
Yeah, she...
Bounce, go, bow, bow.
Sad to see her go November 13th, 2006.
And he never picked up on it, which was awesome.
I mean, think about it. You know, I could call, you can call your parents and pull up Google and have, and just completely blow their minds.
That you know so much about something that they're into.
You could ask them anything. And like, you could look at people from their school, people that they went to college with. You can pull those people up and go, oh, yeah, I remember him. He was really into cycling. Yeah! He was!
How did you know? You remember that?
Yeah, you mentioned
it before. Well, June Allison, if you didn't know, had also appeared in The Love Boat and Murder, She Wrote.
I hope, I'd say this podcast we dedicate to the memory of June Allison, and hopefully for those who are under the age of 70, who perhaps don't know who June Allison is, you give yourself 2 minutes today and Google June Allison and find out a little bit about a great American actress.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rest her soul.
Rest in peace.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.